President John Mahama has announced a policy under the Urban Renewal Program aimed at improving infrastructure in the Zungu communities across the country. Funds have also been allocated to complete the Nima drain, which has raised upheavals among residents of the area in recent times. President Mahama announced these when the chief imam, Sheikh Nuhu Shaributu, and some Zungu chiefs called on him at Flagstaff House in Accra. The president was also presented with an interim report by the committee set up to resolve conflict among Muslims in Afienya, a report by Pascaline Adedifo.
Chief Imam Sheikh Othman Nuhu Shaributu led the Zungu chiefs to the Flagstaff House on two missions. First, to present an interim report to President Mahama on clashes between two Muslim sects in Afienya, Al-Suna and Tijaniya, which resulted in a number of injuries and the closure of the Afienya Central Mosque. And secondly, to introduce to the president the new national executives of the Zungu chiefs. President John Mahama used the opportunity to outline government vision for the Zungu community. To take off soon is a new policy that will see a total overhaul of Zungu communities. This is being done in collaboration with the Brazilian government. Also to be completed is the Nima drain. Funds for the project will come from $100 million given to Ghana by the United Arab Emirates government for development projects. The youth in Nima weeks ago went on demonstration because of the strong stench and other insanitary conditions as a result of the uncompleted drain.
It is in the Zungus you find that access to social amenities is limited. And so government is coming out with a deliberate policy to try and improve life in the Zungus. It's under what we call an urban renewal program to take the parts of our urban centers that are deprived and improve social amenities in those places. When we start to roll it out, we would have to bring the Council of Muslim and Zungu Chiefs into a session to explain to you what the project is, because it will involve moving people for a little while. We will realign the houses and build roads and alleyways within the houses, and then we'll move them back.
With activities of Boko Haram in the sub-region, President Mahama stated that Islam is a religion of peace and does not condone violence and abduction. He noted that happenings in Nigeria are worrying, and the sub-regional body will work to bring the dire situation under control. This notwithstanding, the ECOWAS chair, President Mahama, said Ghanaians must not take the current peace for granted.
In Ghana, Allah has spared us any such violence, but we must not take this for granted. It means that we must also work to ensure that we continue to build the bonds of friendship amongst ourselves and amongst people of other religions in order that we don't see any crisis or tension as is happening in other countries. A youthful growing population and the fact that our economies are not growing fast enough to guarantee them jobs, it can be a factor for social tension. We are willing to work with the Council of Muslim Chiefs to see how we can come out with skills training programs for the young people in the Zungus.
The interim report on the Afienya conflict has recommended, among others, the need to open the central mosque to allow for regular prayers to be held as relative peace has returned to the town.
That was Pascaline Adadevo's report. Now,